We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hey, I'm Maggie.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hello there, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Luke, and our God can do anything.
He sends his people miracles.
Miracles of love.
Jesus turned water into wine.
Jesus turned water into wine.
He calmed the sea.
He calmed the sea.
The wind obeyed.
The wind obeyed.
Jesus healed the sick and The Bible is filled with stories about people who were changed by Jesus, by seeing his miracles and by feeling God's power and by listening to his teachings. Well, why don't you all give me some examples of some people from the Bible whose lives were changed by Jesus? Maggie?
Jesus came to a man who was possessed by demons, and Jesus said to the demons to come out of him, and they came out and the man was changed.
He sure was. And where did those demons go?
They went right into pigs.
Yeah. And how about you, Catherine?
The man with leper.
Okay. So some of the people with leprosy. Now, what was leprosy? Why don't you tell us a little bit?
Leprosy was where your skin would almost fall off pretty much.
Pretty terrible disease, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was very contagious. They had to live in caves or desolated places where other people wouldn't come.
Okay. And was there any chance for them to be healed?
No, there was no cure for leprosy.
Okay. So what did Jesus do to change their lives?
He cleansed them.
That's right. And Becca, you have a story about a wee little man, don't you?
Yeah, Zacchaeus.
Mm-hmm.
He climbed the tree to hear Jesus, and Jesus called him down and told him he was going to go eat at his house.
That's right. And Zacchaeus was a tax collector and a not too honest one, too. He oftentimes took too much from people. And after Zacchaeus met Jesus, he really felt badly about that, and he gave the money back.
Well, when he was giving back the money that he took from the people, he sometimes gave back twice the amount that he took or more than that.
That's a great example, yeah. Any other stories? Uh-huh, Maggie.
There was a woman who had done some terrible things, and she was about to get stoned.
And Jesus had said stop and said to the people that let him who has no sin, let him cast the first stone.
And then Jesus told the woman, your sins are forgiven, you should sin no more. And she was changed.
That's right. That's a great example of how Jesus can change people. Well, today we're going to look at another person from Scripture who really had his life changed by Jesus. And that person's name was Saul, later changed to what?
Paul.
That's right. And Paul was traveling to the city of Damascus to persecute Christians. That means he was going to put them in jail or sometimes even kill them just for believing in Jesus. Let's read the story from the book of Acts.
As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked.
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied.
"Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do."
Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything.
In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias.
The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias!"
"Yes, Lord," he answered.
The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying."
In a vision, he had seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
"Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem.
And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name."
But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit."
Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again.
He got up and was baptized.
And after taking some food, he regained his strength.
Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus.
At once, he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
All those who heard him were astonished and asked,
"Isn't this the same man who wanted to kill believers in Christ?"
People were amazed at the change in him.
This change also made his old friends angry.
They wanted to kill him.
But God protected Paul
and kept him safe.
God had big plans for Paul.
We have read Paul's letters to the churches.
We have heard about all of his dangerous journeys as he shared the good news with the people.
God took a man who hated Jesus and all of his followers
and turned him into a bold and courageous disciple of Jesus.
Paul helped to make God's family grow.
I am part of the family.
Fell from Paul's eyes, he put his faith in Jesus.
God changed him.
He became a new creation.
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17,
"If anyone is in Christ,
he is a new creation.
The old has gone.
The new has come."
When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he changes you. Now, how has Jesus changed you?
I want to pray more and spend more time with him.
Okay. Maggie?
There's like when there's temptations more, I don't like go and do them as much.
Okay.
You love other people more because you know how much Jesus loves
you. That's one
you.
Of his commandments, isn't it? To yeah. love the Lord and then love your neighbor. Now, when we accept Christ, we are changed, right? We're new creations, but we don't stop changing, do we?
No. Every day that we live, we're changing.
Mm-hmm. We want to be more like Jesus.
We can read the Bible and learn more and know more about him.
And we can listen to other believers and they can help us learn more and they can help show us where we need to change.
That's right. And you know, Miss Karen has written a little song here that can help you remember this verse. And you know what? It's an echo song. So you guys can learn it quickly and our friends at home can sing along with us. Let's ask them to sing along. What do you think? Come on, guys.
Sing along.
Sing along with us.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ,
He is a new creation.
The old is gone.
The old is gone.
The new has come.
The new has come.
He is a new creation.
He is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. He is a new creation.
Jesus will change you.
Jesus will change you.
Mold you and shape you.
Mold you and shape you.
Jesus will teach you.
Jesus will teach you.
All God's ways.
All God's ways.
Jesus will love you.
Jesus will love you.
Guide you and help you.
Guide you and help you.
Jesus will change you. Into a new creation.
Into a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old is gone.
The old is gone.
The new has come.
The new has come.
He is a new creation.
He is a new creation.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old is gone, the new has come, he is a new creation.
Jesus will change you,
Jesus will change you,
mold you and shape you,
mold you and shape you.
Jesus will teach you,
Jesus will teach you,
all God's ways,
all God's ways.
Jesus will love you.
Jesus will love you,
guide you and help you,
guide you and help you.
Jesus will change you,
Jesus will change you,
into a new creation,
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 into a new.
So we can read God's Word, and we can fellowship with other believers to help change us. And there's one more very important thing that we can do. What is it?
Pray.
Pray, that's right. And let's pray now. Dear Jesus, you have changed us, and we are new creations. But we want to change even more. So teach us, Lord, and guide us to be more like you each and every day we live. We ask these things in your holy name, and we all say,
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you liked our music and message.
If you would like to share how Jesus has changed you, write to us.
Here's our address. Karen Ann Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Did you know that our programs and music are available online? Our website is www.karenandkids.com.
We are so excited about our new songbook, 25 of our favorite Karen and Kids songs, words, music, and a sample CD.
You can always call us 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And remember,
if anyone is in Christ,
he is a new creation.
The old is gone.
The new has come.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.